Florida's once pristine natural environment saw the development of millions of acres of marshland in the last half century. With phosphate mining, agriculture, and commercial development, the state must backpedal against the negative effects of pollutants in our watershed before the situation worsens. The Everglades Coalition is one group that seeks to remedy the sickness affecting our environment by bringing together local, state, and national environmental science experts. I spoke to Kara Kapp, the Everglades Restoration Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association and National Co-Chair of the Everglades Coalition, which is holding its 29th annual conference starting tomorrow in Naples, with the theme of protecting coastal communities. She explained more about the coalition.
The coalition is a nonprofit organization of 57 local, state, and national conservation groups. We work together to further the ultimate goal of full restoration of the greater Everglades ecosystem. That's all the way from north of Lake Okeechobee, down through the River of Grass, Everglades National Park, and out to the Keys. And we work together by consensus to support projects and programs that will further our goal of restoring the Everglades and bringing people out to see the Everglades.
Kapp explained what some of the goals for restoration look like for the Everglades.
There are a number of water quality and water quantity and habitat issues that are facing Everglades National Park and the surrounding ecosystem. And so there are some great projects on the line, like the bridging of Tamiami Trail, which will restore flow down to the southern Everglades, like the Central Everglades Planning Project that's going to improve water quality, and a whole host of different projects that are compassed in the Central Everglades, in the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan that will help improve habitat for native species, improve water quality, and overall make the Everglades the unique, natural, wonderful place that it was many years ago.
I asked Kapp to explain more about the conference and this year's theme.
Sure. So one of the most important things that the Everglades Coalition does is bring together stakeholders throughout the Everglades once a year. This year we're celebrating our 29th annual conference. The theme is Everglades Restoration, Protecting Coastal Communities. And all of our different member groups in the coalition felt that it was really important this year to be highlighting the health of our estuary communities, because obviously this past summer was extremely difficult for a lot of the communities in the Fort Myers area, in the Coosahatchee, and also on the East Coast in Martin County near the St. Lucie Estuary. There have been polluted water overflows that are having serious detriments on the economies, on the ecosystems in those areas. And we know that restoration of the Everglades, cleaning that water and sending it south where it wants to naturally flow, is the way that we can fix those communities. So the conference this year will really focus on how we can work together to advance Everglades restoration efforts that will benefit and supplement the work going on to protect and improve the ecosystems around our coastal estuaries.
And do you think the will of state government is in favor of moving forward with restoration rather than continuing to develop the South Florida area?
Absolutely. I think that, unfortunately, as we see happen in many different types of cases, a tragedy leads to action. So this year, decision makers at the state and federal level saw very directly that people were being impacted by polluted water. Businesses were shutting down. People were getting sick. Pets were getting sick. And so, yes, there's a huge call to action, because this is what the people in our communities are asking for. Environmentalism is not just about protecting native species. It's very much about protecting our habitat, our human habitat, our water quality, and our communities as well. So we've seen great leadership at the state and federal level. And part of why we're having such success in these past few months in advancing these projects is because the Everglades, it's truly a bipartisan issue. It's about our water quality and our public health and our economy, and that reaches across the aisle. So we're seeing a lot of great leaders at the state and national level, and we're very hopeful that 2014 will be a year for great progress.
A portion of Tamiami Trail that crosses the state blocks water flow from the Everglades to the Keys. and environmental groups have identified various areas that would be raised in the restoration project. The First Mile Bridge opened last year, and the next section is a 2.6-mile portion for which Governor Scott has promised $90 million for the completion over the next 3 years. For more information, visit evergladescoalition.org.